Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio, with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the program. I'm Amy Tamman of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. And check me out there. You can find information on my services and how I help people get what they want. I think everybody deserves to have what they want. And go for it. Just go for it. And if you want some help with going for it, I'm here to support you. And you can find out how to book a session with me or a package or utilize some of my programs at my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Let's talk about resistance. And I talk about this a lot here on this program because that is probably the number one reason why people come to me is I use my intuition and my practices and healing practices, manifestation practices to help people overcome that resistance that keeps them from what they want. So when you're in resistance, I have found you get a nasty case of the dowdy, pouty, blamey. I want to call it that, dowdy, pouty, blamey. And the symptoms of dowdy, pouty, blamey are you start to doubt if you can achieve your goal. You start to doubt your own talents and abilities. You start to doubt your process, however way in which you're pursuing that goal. Then inevitably you will get pouty. and think of the image of a pouty child, and that angry feeling, that annoyed feeling with everything and everyone. And then from there, inevitably, you will start to blame everything and everyone outside of you for your resistance. But resistance is really an inside game, which I think is a very empowering piece of information. Because if you know that what's stopping you from achieving your goal or what's stopping you from recognizing your brilliance is all within you, then that's completely within your scope of control. When we get into the pouty, dowdy, blamey scenario, we start to place the power outside of us. We start basing it on circumstances and people's behaviors and what hasn't shown up, right? really, it's a call. The resistance is a call to go within. I believe intuitively all the answers are within you. And sometimes you can't hear them. I just did a show a couple of weeks ago on why we often can't hear our intuition, our experience, our intuition, and what blocks us from engaging that wisdom. And it's all internal. It's all internal. And so when you start to blame everything outside of you and everyone for your resistance, then that leads to self-sabotage if you're not careful. And self-sabotage is basically, think of yourself on a trajectory. You're going one way. That's the goal. And all of a sudden, self-sabotage shows up. And the next thing you know, you're turned around and going the opposite way of your goal or your desire. And when I say goal or desire, I'm talking really about everything that we pursue in this lifetime, whether it's a job or a relationship or whether it's a feeling. You know, maybe we want to feel a greater sense of happiness. Maybe we want to feel a greater sense of peace. And when resistance shows up, even as we're moving in the direction of our happiness, self-sabotage will turn us around, and next thing we know, we're in the opposite space of what it is that we desire. So the key here, when resistance shows up, is to identify that voice as resistance, and don't give in to it, and don't follow it. Play through those thoughts and feelings. Really play through them. And it may require some exploration, but you can do that exploration while staying on course. It's really about continuing to do the work you set out to do. Know that resistance is totally normal, and it's all a part of the game. I think if we're when we're in the self-help space, we think that everything has to be totally positive and rosy and wonderful, and there is an element to that of this journey. But yeah, the shadow will show up, and that's all a part of the game. You can't take it personally. You can't take resistance personally. It is not a reflection of your gifts or your talents or your abilities or who you really are. In prep for this call, I rewatched a video I always come back to. It's a very short little video that Stephen Pressfield did, and he talks a great deal about resistance. And it's I love how he describes it, that you have to look at resistance as not being you. That it is just the dragon, or the demon, he likes to call it. And if you don't engage it, then it has no power over you. I believe every process works. Whatever you set out to do, let's say it's a weight loss goal, and you have implemented a plan, that plan will work if you work it. I truly believe if you have the desire to work a plan, it will work for you. And you might need to tweak it. I think that's a part of the working of whatever plan you're going through. Maybe you're working with a business coach, and they've given you a model for marketing your business or getting the word out about what it is that you do. And you will have to adjust the plan so it works for your life. Yes, of course. But the plan will still work for you. So I want you to be aware of when resistance shows up, that doubt will make you question everything. And in that questioning, it's not meant for you to quit whatever it is that you're doing. It may be just a call to adjust, so that whatever it is that you're working works for you and in alignment with your truth. I think if when we get too rigid in our approach to anything, we lose sight of our own uniqueness. And so, and you know, I fall into this too. You know, I have a very thought out, very effective process for what I need to do every week in my business. And a part of my own unique approach to the work is that I get to do it however way the hell I want to do it. But sure enough, inevitably, every week, resistance will show up and tell me, like, oh, I'm not working hard enough. I didn't get enough done. Even though I know I can do this however way I want. If I want to do it all on one day, I can. If I want to do it spread out over my 4-day work week, I can. The resistance will keep you stuck, and it will keep you from moving forward. So if you're finding that you're not getting to where you want to be, it probably means that you're giving too much attention and too much power to your resistance. And that, a lot of that is mindset programming. I have to always check myself when I go into that very type A mode that's telling me, oh, I'm not working hard enough. Where did that voice come from? Is that my own? What is my definition of working? And once I return to those questions and I really sit with them from the most open-hearted place within me, then stuff starts to happen. Things get done. I get back on my track. Now, I want to talk about if something's really not meant to be. You know, maybe you're pursuing a goal and it's just really not meant to be for you. One thing Spirit has consistently shown me, and I spend a great deal of time in conversation with Spirit, is that they will make it pretty clear early on. When I had this vision that I needed to go to graduate school, and I pursued and pursued and pursued, really applied for more programs than I can count, and very early on they showed me that that was not necessary, but I kept going, and I get into programs. And I mean, very early on, day one, they would show me that this is not my place. And so be aware of that, the why behind what you're doing, and know that if something's not meant for you, the door won't ever open. And if it does open, it will be so uncomfortable so that you are clear that you're not on your right path. Now, just in bringing up that example about me and the graduate school, I'll be honest, sometimes we do need to pursue things that will not work out for us so that we can learn a lesson. And often that lesson is as simple as check your intentions. What is the reason behind why you're doing what you're doing? And is that reasoning for your highest and greatest good? Or are your intentions fear-based? Fear can come in many forms. It might be unworthiness or trying to prove yourself or trying to avoid feeling a certain way or self-defeating judgment of yourself and others. Fear has many, many, many faces. And so be aware of that. And I think we can all just sit with it. What am I afraid of? And lean into that fear and ask Spirit to guide you in that process. That's where your intuition will click in and tell you how to navigate your journey without letting fear dominate your decision-making, your focus, your intention. We all experience resistance, particularly when we're really on the path to greatness. Like everybody who has achieved anything really freaking cool will run into resistance. It's just, again, it's a part of the game. And most of the time, resistance will show up most strongly when we are on the path to achieve our life's purpose, why we came to this planet. For those of you listening to this program who really believe that there is a spiritual nature to this life, that there is a reason behind us being here, you're going to run against the resistance. People who live sublimely fulfilling lives, and that language came from Spirit this morning. And if you're on my newsletter list, you're going to see it sending out a message about that. Sublimely fulfilling lives. They don't let resistance get in the way. They work through it. They accept that that parts of the journey will be messy. That's just it. Like on the way to greatness, on the way to anything that we want, there is bound to be some messiness. Things won't line up or it won't happen the exact way that we anticipate, or you'll have to work through some junk. But don't take that personally. Don't take that personally. Keep going, step by step, moment by moment. When you are aware of this, when you hit that messiness and you can work through it, that is the mark of spiritual maturity. And here's the thing. No one can do that for you. No program, no coach, no supportive best friend can do the work that only you can do. And I'll be honest, sometimes we have to say some shit to really know how we think and feel. And this helps us know what's under the surface? What's driving us? Who are we really? What is the deepest desire? What is the goal? What wounds still need to be healed? What story have you taken on that's not serving you? What fear is driving your ship? The more we know what is going on underneath, like what's going on in the mindset, I talk about this a lot, we are more aware, just in the awareness of what's going on there. If there is some limiting belief, rich people are bad. If you're operating under that banner and you're trying to earn your first $1 million, once you're aware of that, that's in your consciousness, that's in your programming, you can correct and heal it. You can, or, you know, what I've been telling my clients lately is you can override it. Maybe it won't ever totally be healed, but you can definitely be aware of how it shows up and how it can derail you, how it can cause you to go into self-sabotage, and you can create a hack so that you won't fall into that. I do think there are some things that will take a lifetime to heal, but it doesn't mean you can't achieve greatness. It doesn't mean that you can't have what you want. And those are few and far between. And I spend a lot of time in other people's energy fields, given the nature of the work that I do. The spirit makes it very clear that those things that are tough to heal are few and far between. Most of us only get one or two in a lifetime. So then everything, when we're aware of how we see the world and what lens we're seeing through that we may not be aware of, that programming that we may not be aware of, that programming that was embedded in us before the age of 7, when we're aware of that, we can override it and continue to move forward. And resistance, while it will inevitably show up, won't be a destination. It won't be a stopping point. It will just be something you pass by on your journey to whatever it is that you're seeking. So resistance is a part of the human condition. It will show up. You will get pouty and doubty and blamey, no matter how evolved you think you are. But put practices in place so that you can overcome it. And that is when you do, you know, hire a coach, work your process, journal, do your affirmations, do your visualizations, be kind to yourself in your mind, reduce your stress, practice good self-care. That's when you will feel strong enough to say, no, I'm not going to go through this. Or, all right, I just spent the last 45 minutes, you know, feeling all doubty and pouty and blamey, but I got work to do. I got a goal in mind, and I want what I want with all my heart, and I will raise up and get it done. When you understand this, you will reach a great level of mastery and self-fulfillment. Doesn't mean the journey is suddenly going to get easy. I'll go there with you on that. But it doesn't mean it has to be tedious. There can be joy and there can be pleasure, even when we are working through the tough stuff. So embrace the shadow side of your experience as well as the light. See the good and see the not so good. See the fear and see the fearlessness. They can coexist. They need to coexist. But above all, be uniquely you. Be uniquely you. There is no one else on the planet at this time that is like you. And you came because you have something to offer the world. And maybe you're not going to run for president or be a spiritual teacher or run a Fortune 500 company. But you've been called to do a great work in your life. Maybe you are just the one that is aware of the trash in your neighborhood and you send the letter that says, hey, we got to do something about this. Maybe you're the one that calls attention to mistruths. You know, my husband works downtown here in Oakland, and I take the bus. I've shared this before. I take the bus down with him downtown, and then I walk home. That's my exercise. That's my hack, because I have a lot of resistance around exercise. And so there was this commotion on the bus, and there's a man that I see on the bus all the time. And there was a gentleman that was being really disrespectful to the bus driver and being disrespectful to everyone on the bus. And this man, like, stepped up and said, no, that's not okay. And I thought, wow, I saw his brilliance. I saw his gift. I saw what he came here to do, you know. And great protector was the energy around him. And when we, you know, we got to our destination, he got off at the same stop that we did. And I said to him, thanks for looking out. And he said, I was just doing what I do. And we all have that. We have that thing that we do what we do. And it is your calling. It is your mission. It is your purpose to do that. I'll tell you this. There is nothing more attractive or sexier or more intriguing than someone living in the brilliance of their potential. And all that is required of you is that you put one foot in front of the other, and often it's mundane. The work can be very mundane, and sometimes it's extraordinary. But if you do that work with faith and love, you will be unstoppable, absolutely unstoppable. So that is my message for today. Thank you for joining me. Check me out at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And if you like this program, please tell a friend or write a review on iTunes. Until next time, take care of yourself.